All right, brothers and sisters. You know, I once heard this story of one of the most magnificent temples in the world.
我曾经听过这样子的一个故事，是讲到一个在这个世界上面一个非常非常华丽的一个是什么 temple?
Just a temple. Just a
religion.
Like, I think it's in India.
好像是一个寺庙，是在印度的一个寺庙，非常非常的华丽，举世闻名的。
Yeah, it's a very famous building temple in India. And how it was built, specifically how it was built.
那这个故事讲到的是这个寺庙是怎么建成的。
The emperor's wife, after many, many years of being married, she had died.
这个皇后她结婚了多年之后她死了。
And he was devastated.
所以这个国王呢，就非常非常的伤心。
And in his mourning over her, every night he would go and spend time with her coffin.
所以呢，这个国王因为伤心欲绝，所以每天晚上呢，他就会在他的这个亲爱的皇后的棺材旁边，就是在那边掉泪。
He was at a complete loss at what to do.
整个世界好像都崩溃了，他不知道他该怎么样子活。
But in one of these moments of mourning at the coffin,
可是呢，有一天晚上，当他在这个棺材旁边在掉泪的时候，
he determined to build around his wife's coffin the most magnificent temple the world has ever seen.
他就定义他要在这个他所爱的妻子这个埋的地方呢，他要在他的这个在这个地方上面要盖一个举世闻名、举世闻名、举世无双的一个寺庙。
That way, every time people saw this temple, they would honor and remember his wife.
因为这样子呢，每当有人看到这个这个华丽的建筑的时候，人们就会纪念到他所爱的。
So he brought in all the best architects that he could, the best builders.
所以呢，他就找了所有一切这个在建筑上面是最有才华的人。
And they came up with this structure, this idea, and they began construction.
他们就设计了这个寺庙，然后呢就开始建筑的工作。
And he was engrossed in the building of this temple.
那他就全心全意的就投入这个。建造的工作上面。
But somewhere along the way, because this temple, as it was getting more and more grand, months went by, and then years went by.
但是呢，因为这个建筑的这个浩大，所以呢，几个月之后，甚至几年之后，它这个建筑是越建越大。
The emperor was so consumed with the building of the magnificence of this temple.
那这个国王因为他定义要做的事情是把这个寺庙建得雄伟。
That he forgot about his wife.
他忘了他自己的妻子。
In fact, he forgot the whole reason why he started this project.
到了一个地步，他已经忘记了他当时为什么要开始这个建筑的计划。
And one day, when he was walking through the construction,
有一天当他在巡视监工的时候。
He saw this old wooden box with all this debris piled on it.
他看到有一个角落里面有一个很旧的一个木头的这个盒子，然后呢，旁边堆的就是一些垃圾。
And he said to his workers, "Get this dirty old box out of here. Throw it away."
他就跟他的工人说：“你看这边这个旧垃圾，这个旧木盒，还有一堆的垃圾，赶快把这个移除掉。”
Of course, only later did he realize that the box that he threw out was the coffin of his wife.
当然，这之后他才意识到了原来那个他所认为是垃圾的木盒事实上是他埋葬他所爱的妻子的棺材。
He got so busy in what he was doing.
他忙到一个地步，忙到他想要做的这个工作的这件事情上。
That he forgot the reason for the building in the first place.
他忘记了他当初要做这个工作的原因。
He forgot the purpose.
他忘记了他的目的。
And that happens to us, doesn't it?
这样的情形也会发生在我们身上，是不是？
Sometimes as Christians, we get so busy, we tend to forget the reason why we are busy.
我们是基督徒，但是呢，我们的生活也是很繁忙。那常常我们也忘记我们到底在忙什么。
We call ourselves Christians, don't we?
我们称自己为基督徒，是不是？
But we forget what God has called us to do.
但是我们却忘记了神要呼召我们去做的是什么。
We get so busy in our life.
我们在我们的生活当中忙透了。
Some people even get so busy in serving in their ministry.
有些人忙的，甚至在服事当中，在教会的服事当中，他们也是忙，忙，忙，忙。
Or every day.
每日都在忙。
Or every weekend.
每个周末都在忙。
Sometimes become so crowded.
有的时候我们的生活觉得非常的拥挤。
That what we are doing sometimes becomes a routine, doesn't it?
所以呢，我们忙到一个地步，我们每天所做的事情，我们觉得这些只是一些好像日行这个公事。
Have you ever prayed a prayer only to realize that the prayer that you're praying is just such a routine?
你有没有这种感觉过呢？就是当你在祷告的时候，你觉得甚至连你的祷告好像都只是例行公事，好像只是在随随便便的做一个交代而已呢。
Have you ever come on a Saturday and Sunday and it just didn't have meaning for you because you just came because it became a routine?
你有没有曾经来到教会的时候，不论是周六或周日的聚会，你虽然人是来了，可是你觉得这只是因为你习惯性的来。
Because you had forgotten what God had called you to do.
因为你已经忘记了神所呼召你要做的是什么。
What has God called us to do?
神到底呼召我们去做什么呢？
We know that we are Christians.
我们知道我们是基督徒。
Right? We know that we are people that supposedly have a new life because we put our faith in Christ.
我们知道我们应该是一群属于神的人，因为我们从主耶稣基督那里得到新的生命。
But there are times in our life where we become so busy that we forget what we were called to do, or we miss the point of what we're supposed to be doing.
可是我们在生活当中，我们时常因为忙的关系，使我们忘记了我们忙的目的是什么。
Sometimes our service, our busyness even becomes empty for the Lord.
所以很多时候，虽然我们是在做服事的工作，但是我们在服事当中忙到一个地步，我们已经忘记我们服事的对象是谁，我们已经忘记神他自己了。
But I think of this passage in Isaiah chapter 29, I believe.
我就想到在以赛亚书里面第二十九章里面讲到的
，Where the Lord said, "The people draw near to me with their lips."
这边呢，神他自己说，我的子民他们是来亲近我，但是他们只用他们的嘴唇来亲近我
，And their hearts are far away from me.
他们用他们的言语亲近我，但是他们的心却是远离我的。
Maybe that's you right now.
可能你就是这样的一个情形。
And so we need to take a step back, don't we?
所以我们需要停下来，好好的有一个回想思想的时间。
That's what a retreat is for. A retreat is taking a step back.
这个就是退休会的一个目的。退休的意思就是我们往后退一步，我们能够有对自己的一个重新的评估。
Sometimes only when we take a step back do we...have the ability to look at our life, look at our church.
当我们能够把这个时间拿出来，然后往后退一步，客观的来观察我们的生活，我们在神的面前，我们是什么样的一个光景。
So let's ask the Lord to help us to look at our life and to look at the church this weekend.
所以我们的在神面前的祈求就是神啊，求你让我能够对我的生命能够有一个好的评估，让我们对我们的教会能够有一个正确的评估。
So I'm going to give you a moment, just about 30 seconds, so that you can pray to God and ask God, help me, Lord, to take a step back. Help me to think about my life, to think about this church.
所以我们用下面的一点点的时间，大概半分钟左右的时间，弟兄姐妹，让我们每一个人在神的面前，我们能够冥想默祷，我们求神能够帮助我们对自己有一个正确的评估，对我们的教会能够有一个合神心意的评估。
Father, I pray that you have heard the prayers, the cries of your children.
天父，我们相信你听见了你儿女在你面前的呼求和祈祷。
And Lord, we pray that you would answer the request of your children.
主，你听我们的祷告，你应许我们的祷告。
Lord, prepare our hearts.
主，你预备我们的心。
So that we can receive from you.
使我们可以从你那儿得着。
We pray that greater than the voice of any man, you would be our ultimate teacher and our guide.
主，让我们能够不受到人为的因素影响，我们能够听见的就是这位我们所敬爱、我们所敬畏的神的声音。
Bless this time as we spend it in your word.
主，求你祝福我们在一起的时间。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So brothers and sisters, we call ourselves...What do we call ourselves?
We 弟兄姐妹，我们怎么称呼我们自己呢
？We call ourselves Christians.
我们称自己为基督徒。
Okay. So help me. What is the simplest way that you can define what a Christian is?
所以你，我们大家来思想一下，我们如果要为基督徒这三个字下定义的话，我们要怎么样为它下定义呢？
How do you define what a Christian is? Okay, come on. How do you define what a Christian is? It's a question.
就是给你们的一个问题。
So then you answer.
所以你要回答。
A Christian is?
基督徒是
A person that believes Jesus died for you?
A person that believes Jesus died for you? And Michael's saying no.
一个承认主耶稣基督为他而死的人。
Okay. Anyone else? A little Christ.A little Jesus.
是一个小基督。
Okay. How would you define a Christian? A born again. Someone who was born again.
是一个重生的人。
They believe that Jesus is God.
相信耶稣是神的。
Anything else?
A servant.
Okay. If you're following the theme, a servant of God.
是一个仆人。
A what? A follower of Christ.
一个跟随主的人。
Do you know that in the early days, when Christ, after Christ died and rose, in the very earliest days of the church, did you know that there was not the term Christian?
你知道在主耶稣基督受死、复活、升天之后那一段期间，也就是教会初期的时候。主耶稣基督的教会并没有这样子一个称呼，就是基督徒的称呼。
People did not call themselves Christians.
没有人称自己为基督徒。
In fact, the first calling of the name Christians was in Antioch in Acts chapter 11.
那这个基督徒的这个称呼，事实上在使徒行传第十一章在安提阿教会的时候才有这个称呼出现。
Why do you think that is?
你知道为什么会有这样的一个现象吗
？Because people who followed Christ at that time were under persecution.
因为当时跟随耶稣的这群人，他们是受到逼迫的。
If you were a Christian, you could be persecuted.
如果你是一个基督徒，你会受到逼迫。
You could be caught.
你可以被抓。
You could be put in prison.
你可以被收到监牢。
You could even be executed.
甚至你可以被你可以处死。
They can attack your businesses.
他们可以攻击你的事业。
They can attack your family.
他们可以攻击你的家庭。
In the early days, there was no name Christian. It's just people who followed Christ.
所以起初并没有基督徒这个名称，但是呢，这群人是称为跟随耶稣的人。
They didn't have a name for themselves, but they had a symbol.
他们也许没有这样子一个名称，但是他们有一个记号。
Can you guys hear me okay? We need... No? Okay. Their symbol was an ichthys. It was a what? You guys know? It was a fish. What does it look like?
他们所用的一个好像是一个标志的，你知道是什么样一个标志吗？
Have you guys seen this symbol of the fish?
是一个鱼的标志，你们有没有看过
And in one ancient recording,
那在一个历史的记载当中
they said that it was this symbol that would help identify other followers of Christ.
当用使用这个标志的时候呢比这个信徒们彼此就可以知道他们是属于耶稣的。
And this was a secret symbol.
这是一个秘密的一个标志。
This is not a symbol that you put on your car.
这不是一个标志，这不是让你贴在你车上的一个标志。
Because if the symbol is on your car, people might key your car.
如果你把这个标志放在你的车上，人家可能会要来会要来损坏你的车。
It was not a public symbol. It was a secret symbol.
所以这不是一个公开的一个标志，是一个秘密的标志。
So in one recording, they said that even as people are talking with each other, and you want to know if that other person is a Christian or not.
所以呢，在这个历史记载当中有讲到，当有人彼此在在说话的时候，如果你要知道对方是不是一个基督徒
，you would make one side of the fish on the ground and the dirt.Like that, just like a little circle while you're talking.
你就用你的脚在地上画这个鱼的标志的一半，你就这样子画一条线。
Because if you're not a Christian or a follower of Christ, you wouldn't know what that is.
你如果不是一个基督徒或者是一个跟随耶稣的人，你就不知道这个脚在画什么。
But if you were a Christian, then what would you do?
但是如果你是基督徒的话，你会怎么做呢
？You would complete the fish on the other side.
你就会用你的脚画另外一个弧线，就把这个鱼的标志画出来。
In fact, one of the great historians, one of the great historians, Tacitus, said this about the name of Christian when it first came out.
一个很出名的初代的圣经的历史学者 Tacitus, 他这样子说。
He said that this Greek term Christianos was a vulgar appellation. Basically, it's used in a negative way.
他说基督徒这个在希腊的原文 Christianos 这个名词当时在使用的时候事实上是一个 贬低别人的意思
We're not certain about this but we're not sure if this name Christianos came by the followers of Jesus themselves or is a negative name given to Christians
我们不确定
followers of Christ.
没有办法确定的说这个基督徒 Christianos 这个名词希腊的名词是基督徒给自己的称呼呢还是那些不信的人逼迫他们嘲笑他们的人所使用的一个名词
But what was clear was that these Christianos, these followers of Christ, they would not conform to the Roman pagan's way of life.
但是我们能够确定的就是这一群称呼为基督徒的人呢他们是不愿意受到当时罗马社会的文化影响的一群人。
This Christianos group was a group that would not bow down to the emperor of Rome.
他们不跟当时罗马社会文化妥协，他们不肯对罗马的皇帝的这任何的形象或标志来膜拜。
Everyone saw that they followed Jesus.
每个人看见的就是这一群人所跟随的是耶稣。
Their lives earned them the negative term Christianos.
所以他们的生命，因为他们生活的这个表现，使他们得到了这样的一个称号，基督徒。
Have you thought about that before?
你有没有想过这一点？
That people identify you not because you tell them, "Oh, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian."
人能够认识你，不是因为你在这边号召说你是基督徒。
But because your devotion to Jesus Christ,
是因为你的生活里面，在你的生命里面，众人都能够看见你是属于基督。
The way that you live your life, people can see this must be a follower of Jesus.
因为你的生活和你的这个让人所看见的表现，让人知道你是一个属于基督的人。
See, that's a whole different way of thinking, isn't it?
这是一个完全不一样的想法，是不是？
But it's true.
但是事实就是如此。
God has called us to follow Him.
神呼召我们来跟随他。
We are actually the called out ones.
我们是一群被呼召出世的人。
That's what the Greek word for church means, ekklesia.
这个希腊文的教会这个词 ekklesia 就是这个意思。
It means the ones who are called out.
他讲到的是一群被呼召的人。
Called out for what?
被呼召出去的人。
So what I wanted to do this morning is give us two key passages to look at.
但是我们被呼召出去为的要做什么呢？所以今天我要跟各位分享两节经文。
We're going to be looking at two important truths, one in Romans chapter 8 and one in Mark chapter 10.
那今天所看的两段经文，第一段是从罗马书第八章出来的，第二段是从马太福音第十章。
马可福音第十章。So let's look at Romans chapter 8, verse 28 and verse 29 first. Turn your Bibles open with me if you can.
我们看罗马书第八章第二十八、二十九节。
Okay, let's just read this. What we're going to do is we're going to read this once.In both English and then in Chinese, and then in a very short time, I'm going to unpack this verse for you.
那我们一起来读这两段经文。我们先用英文一起读，然后再用中文一起读。
Okay, let's read this all together, verses 28 and 29, and try to read it for understanding.
那我们来一起读。我们读的时候，我们要。试着尽量的能够将这个经文吸收进来。
Okay, so let's read it in English first. Ready? One, two, three. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose. For those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son,In order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers.
罗马书八章二十八、二十九节，我们一起读。我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
Okay, now because this is a very thick passage, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read it, but I've highlighted some words for you to help us unpack this in a very short amount of time. Because we could literally spend 4 weeks on this passage, but this is only part of the point. But I want us to understand this.
因为这段经文事实上。意义非常的深厚，所以呢，我把这两节经文放在这个投影片上面，让我们可以看见。然后呢，我将里面的一些重点，我把它表明出来，让弟兄姐妹们在看这段经文的时候，让我们能够从中能够开始能够注意这几点。
If you want, you could circle the words in your Bible as I highlight them.
你也可以在你的圣经里面把这几个词或字。能够把它勾出来。
Okay, so look at verse 28.
我们来看第二十八节。
Okay. Those who love God,
那些爱他的人，
those who are called,
那些被召的人，
okay, it's these people,
这些人，
that God works all things for good.
这些人神使万事互相效力。
Okay, you get that? Those who love God, those who are called, those are the people that God works all things for good.
这群人什么人呢？就是爱神的人，并且被神所召的人，是这群人让神使万事互相效力，叫他们得益处。
Why?
为什么呢？
Why?
为什么呢?
Well, verse 29 will tell us why, because the English word for is the Greek word hoti, which means because, okay? So you have a because, hoti, for, because. In the Chinese, it's very simple, because I think it already says 因为。
为什么呢？那这第二十九节就告诉我们了，对不对？因为第二十九节开始的时候就说因为，所以这边就告诉我们原因了。
Okay, so why does God work for the good of those who love Him and who are called?
为什么神要让这些爱他并且他所呼召的人得益处呢？
Okay, because those whom He foreknew, those He predestined or He chose, right? might be conformed to the image of his son, in order what? That he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Okay? So, the aim or the goal of being chosen is that Jesus would have a divine family of brothers and sisters.
因为这些人是神所预先知道的，也是神预先定下要效法他儿子模样的人。这样的神的这样的预备是为着使他的儿子主耶稣基督在这一群所有属他的人当中，在神的家中，在神的 子女当中，能够使主耶稣基督做长子。
So we have God works all things for good for those who are called and those who love him.
所以神使物相万事互相效力，使人得益处，为的是要这些爱神并且照着他的旨意被呼召的人得益处。
Why？
为什么呢？
因为 because he's choosing people, and the aim of this choosing is that Jesus would have a divine family.
因为神是预先把这些人呼召出来的，他预定。让这一群人成为他儿子主耶稣基督的家人。
A divine family of who?
这是一群神圣的家人。
Okay, you guys following this, right? Yes. Nod your heads if you follow this. Pretty easy.
你们了解这个吗
？A divine family of who? A divine.
这个是谁的神圣的家庭？谁的神圣的家人
？Okay. A divine family of brothers and sisters.Who are what? Conformed to the image of his son.
这一群神属于神的神圣家庭里面的这些这群家人，他们是一群什么样的人呢？他们是要效法神的儿子的模样的一群人。
Okay, you follow? Right, everybody follow? Just nod your head so I know that you're with me. Right? So this is a very powerful verse, isn't it?
这是一个啊，这是一个很有意义的 一段经文，是不是？
See, God has called us out to be part of a divine family where Jesus is the head.
神呼召一群人出来，这一群人呢是以主耶稣基督为首的。
That's what it means that Jesus is firstborn. It doesn't mean he's just like one of us. He is the head of this whole family. There's a divine family that he has called us to where Jesus is the head.
这意思就是说呢，神呼召一群人出来成为属神的家庭，在这个家庭当中有一个头，这个头就是主耶稣基督。
Okay, but this is a divine family of brothers and sisters, that's you and me, who are called out to be conformed to what? The image of who? His son, Jesus, right? So Jesus is the head, and we are called out so that we can conform to the image of the head.
这一群人是神所呼召出来的，是属神的家人。这一群人是被神呼召出来的，使这一群人能够效法神的儿子主耶稣基督的模样。
Okay, I usually don't try to preach like this on Sunday. This is more for our family here, so I'm kind of breaking down it a little bit harder here.
通常主日的时候我不这样子讲到，但是今天因为我们是跟神家中的人讲。所以呢，我就特别花这个时间，我要把这节经文能够分析，让表达的清楚，让你们能够明白。
And when we're together, we should love to unpack God's word this way.
当我们在一起的时候，我们应该很愿意一起把神的话能够学得清楚。
I mean, we're just looking at the verse and figuring out what it says, right?
我们只是在看神的话，我们要明白了解他的意思。
So the first point that we want to raise today is this.
所以今天我们要来学习的第一点就是
that God has saved us into His family through our faith in His Son, so that we can bear His image.
我们因着信心能够来认识神，我们因着信心能够来认识他的儿子主耶稣基督，我们也因着信心使我们能够有他的样式。
By God's grace, He has saved us.
神是赐给我们的恩典，使我们能够得救。
Right? We don't deserve God's grace.
我们不配得神的恩典。
Because of our sin, we deserve God's wrath.
因为我们的罪，我们所应得的是神的震怒。
We need to pray for all those people who are not saved because all they have is the wrath of God.
我们为什么要帮不信的人祷告呢？因为不信的人，他们因着罪，他们得到的就是神的震怒。
But as children of God, we have received the grace of God.
但是我们属于神的儿女，我们所得到的却是神的恩典。
And God actually chose us in advance.
神是预先就选择了我们。
And He saved us into this divine family that we are in right now.
他拯救我们，使我们能够成为他神圣家庭里的一员。
And so in verse 28, when it says, and we know that God works all things for good.
所以在第二十八节，当神说，我会将万事互相效力。
That's for those who love God and are called according to His purpose.
这个是为着那些爱神的人，而且并且是按着神的旨意被召的人。
If you love God and you are called according to His purpose, everything in your life right now that you are facing, God is working for good.
如果你是一个爱神的人，如果你是一个被神所拣选、被蒙召的人，那你就知道神所做的一切都是为了要让你能够得着益处。
For some of us today sitting here, we are going through some rough times.
我相信在我们当中有人是现在所面对的生活环境是很辛苦的。
You don't understand what is happening in your life.
也许甚至你不晓得为什么你在生活当中需要有这些经历。
You ask God, if you are good, why is this happening to me?
你问神说，神啊，如果你是一个美善的神，你为什么会让这些事情在我生命当中让我遭遇呢？
And yet this verse brings so much truth and comfort to those who love God and are called according to His purpose.
但是神却借着他自己的话语来安慰我们，因为我们是属于他的，我们是他在他的预定之中被他所拣选的。
Because God is saying to you, my child, you love me. I have called you according to the purpose. I know you don't understand what's happening in your life right now, but I am working for good.
因为神今天要告诉你，就是说，你虽然不了解你生命当中、生活里面所遇到的这些经历，为什么你觉得你在受苦，但是神说，你知道吗？我是爱你的，你是在我预定当中已经被我拣选的。你生命当中所碰见的任何一件事情，我都是使他们能够互相效力，为的就是要让你能够得到益处。
Amen. God is good. Amen.
神是好的，是不是？
If God is good, what He is doing in your life, even if you don't understand it, it is good.
因为神是美好的，神是美善的，所以虽然我们不知道我们自己生活当中所碰到的这些事情的因由，但是我们知道，因为神是好的，所有一切的事情发生在我们身上当中，一定也都是好的。
For the follower of Christ,
为着跟随神的人，
failure is good.
对于一个跟随主耶稣基督的人来说，甚至失败也是好的。
Hardship is good.
生活当中的艰难也是好的。
Loss is good.
我们所失去的也是好的。
Cancer is good.
癌症是好的。
Because God is good.
因为神是好的。
And He is working for the good in your life.
因为神是为了要让你能够得着益处而在那边工作的。
Because you love God.
因为你爱神。
And you are called according to His purpose.
因为你是照着神的预定被他所呼召出来的。
But why?
那是为什么呢？
What is your purpose?
这个目的是什么呢？
What is the purpose for these things happening in your life?
为什么这些事情会发生在你的生活当中呢？
It is to allow you to be a part of this divine family of God and that you may be conformed to the image of His Son.
就是因为借着我们在生活当中、生命里面所遭遇的一切，使我们能够效法主耶稣基督的模样。
And let me be clear here, when we talk about the image of His Son,
让我在这边澄清一件事情，什么叫做主耶稣基督，就是神儿子的模样。
We're going to look at Colossians chapter 1, 15 to 16.
我们要看哥罗西书第一章第十六十七节。
And if you remember this, we preached just recently, Pastor James and I just preached through the book of Colossians, and we covered this.
我们不久之前才在教会里面讲到教会主日讲道当中讲到哥罗西书。
And so just to be clear, Colossians chapter 1, 15 to 16, about the image.
所以哥罗西书一章十五十六节里面讲到这个模样。
15 says, He, that's Jesus, Jesus is the image of the invisible God.
爱子就是主耶稣，是那不能看见之神的像，或形象，或模样。
The firstborn of all creation. Again, what's firstborn?
他是首生的。什么叫做首生的呢？
What's firstborn? I just explained it.
我刚刚跟你们讲过了，什么叫做首生的？
People are falling asleep. What is firstborn? Firstborn is what?I can't hear you. The head, the head.
首生的是什么？首生的就是头。
Okay. So now it's not only saying Jesus is the head of the divine family, Jesus is the head over all of creation.
所以呢，这边讲到的不只是在神的家中他是为首的，事实上在所有一切被造之物之上，他都是元首。
He is the image of God.
因为他是神的形象。
Jesus is the image of God.
神是耶稣是神的形象。
16, for by him all things were created.
因为万有都是靠着他造的。
At the end of 16, all things were created through him and for him.
一切都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
Right, so Jesus is the image of God.
所以主耶稣基督是神的样式。
And we are called to be conformed to the image of God's Son, Jesus.
而我们是被神预先定下要效法他儿子的模样。
Okay, you follow me? Now let's go back to Romans 8 again.
回到罗马书第八章。
Then when it says we are to be conformed to the image of his son, we are to be conformed to the image of God.
所以当罗马书第八章讲到我们要效法神的儿子的模样的时候，事实上我们所真正要反映出来的是谁的样式啊？是神的样式。
God has called us out to be part of a divine family.
神呼召我们要做什么？成为他神圣的家庭中的一员。
Who is filling the entire earth with images of himself.
因为神要在这世上所充满的就是一群有他样式的人。
God is filling the earth with images of himself.
神要在这世上能够造成一群充满他形象的人。
We are to be growing in our image in Christ's likeness so the world will see who God is.
我们要在成为耶稣基督的模样的这件事情上面有成长，使得世人能够因着我们能够看见主耶稣。
Not that we are God.
不是说我们是神。
Okay, there are other religions that say that we are God. We are not God.
有其他的这些异端或者是宗教，他们教导人是神。
The Word of God says we bear God's image.
圣经告诉我们很清楚，我们是有神形象的人。
We are like mirrors.
我们好像是一面镜子。
We reflect God to others.
我们是反映出神的形象。
Is your life bearing the image of your God?
你的生命反映出你的神的生命吗？
Right, this is pretty radical.
这是一个很这个是让我们具有冲击性的一点。
So Jesus calls us into his family to bear his image in the world.
神呼召我们进入他的家庭，为的是要让我们能够在这世上成为神的样式。
So it's not about raising your hand to accept Jesus.
所以不是说我们举手，然后呢接受主耶稣。
It's not about being baptized like we just had another baptism and we'll have another baptism.
也不是讲到是受洗，好像就是说我们教会前一阵子才有敬礼。
Raising your hand is fine.
可以举手。
Being baptized is right. It's good.
当然也应该要受洗。
But as we always tell people in this church, accepting Christ, putting your trust in Christ, that's just the starting point of your whole life journey.
但是就像我们常常时常提醒人的，接受主耶稣基督的 这件事情只是我们属灵生命上面的一个起点而已。
The starting point of a whole life where every day, every week, every month, every year that goes by, you are being changed and transformed more and more like Christ.
这是一个人生的起点，这是一个新生命的起点。也就是说，从我们接受主耶稣基督的那一刹那开始，我们之后所过的每一天、每一周、每一年，我们要做的就是，我们要在神所赐给我们的这个生命上面，能够有更多的成长，使我们能够更效法主耶稣基督的样式。
Someone with new life never stops transforming.
一个有真生命、一个有新生命的人，他的生命是永远是不断的在改变的。
Are you being transformed?
你的生命有被改变吗？
If we ask your children, can they say, yeah, I could see my mom, my dad, they're being changed more and more like Jesus.
如果我们问孩子，你的父母生命有没有得到改变呢？有没有被神改变呢？
Ooh, if we ask your spouse, what would they say?
如果我们问你的配偶，他们会怎么说呢？
Your boss at work, what would they say?
或者我们问你在单位里面服侍的主管，他们会怎么说？
Do people see Jesus in your life?
别人能不能够在你的身上看见主耶稣基督的生命？
So then the question is, what is this image of Christ that we are to be conformed to?
所以那当然我们就要问，这个主耶稣基督的模样到底是怎么样的一个模样，使我们能够去效法他呢？
This is actually very theologically deep.
这事实上是一个神学上面算是一个深奥的一个问题。
Because Jesus is God and fully God and fully man.
因为主耶稣基督他是完全的神，但是他同时也是一个完全的人。
Jesus is over all things. He's all powerful. Are we to be like that? We can't.
耶稣基督他是全能的，他是在万有之上的。我们能够这样子吗？当然不行。
But there is something that Jesus tells us about himself.
但是主耶稣却他在告诉我们他是谁的这件事情上面，让我们能够学习。
Do you want to hear what Jesus says about why he came?
你们要知道主耶稣他是怎么说，他为什么来到世上。
I believe this reason right here is what he wants us to conform to the image of.
因为我相信这一点就是为什么他要我们效法他的原因。
Okay, so turn your Bibles open to Mark chapter 10. This is our second key passage this morning.
所以我们现在来看马可福音第十章，这是我们今天的第二段的重点经文。
Okay, let's just read it. Pastor James and I'll just read it here. Mark chapter 10 verse 45. You'll also see it up here if you don't have your Bibles with you. Mark chapter 10 verse 45. For even the Son of Man, Jesus, came not to be served, but to serve.And to give his life as a ransom for many.
马可福音第十章第四十五节，主耶稣他说：“因为人子来，并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。”
This is one of the clearest verses in Scripture to tell us why Jesus came.
这段经文是在圣经里面算是。再清楚不过的，讲到主耶稣基督为什么来到世上。
And this verse tells us two things of why Jesus came. Two things.
这里面我们看见耶稣讲了两个方面，为什么他要来到世上。
Right? Do you see it? There are two things. Yes.
你看得见吗？看出这两件事吗？是哪两件事呢
？One, Jesus came to what? To serve.
第一，他来做什么？
Right. Okay. Let's hear it again. Number one, he came to
serve.
第一，他来做什么？服侍人。
Second, we see from here that Jesus came to what?
第二，他要来做什么？
Right? What is it? To what?
To give.
Right.
第二，他是要来做人，做多人的赎价。
Okay. In English, it says he comes to serve and to give his life.
英文里面讲到是他要来服侍人，并且他要摆上自己的生命，就是舍命。
And so that's the second point we want to look at this morning.
所以这是我们今天要看的第二点。
The servant of God, let's look to it. Okay, we bear the image of Jesus through being a what? A servant of God.
我们若要效法主耶稣的样式，我们就要成为服侍人的。
Okay. Jesus is God.
耶稣是神。
Fully God.
他是完全的神。
We just read that all things were created through him in his power.
我们刚刚读到万事万物都是受他而造的。
This is tremendous power.
这是一个无限的一个能力。
He is the name above all names.
他是在万名之上的。
So this is tremendous majesty.
所以他是完全的尊贵。
He is over all things. All things were created for him.
他是在万有之上，因为万有都是受他，也是为他而造的。
But while the world defines greatness in majesty, in greatness, and in power,
所以这世上虽然要这个在这个世上要尊崇的是一个人的尊贵或一个人的能力或一个人的伟大。
When Jesus came, he laid down his majesty.
但是耶稣来到这世上的时候，他却是把他的尊荣和他的尊贵摆在一边。
He laid down his prestige.
他放下了他的尊荣。
Philippians 2 tells us that he did not consider equality something to be grasped with God.
腓立比书第二章里面讲到主耶稣基督，他不以他自己为神，而为强，是神这件事情而为强夺的。
Right? He did not clutch it. He did not grasp to have to hold on to equality with God.
他虽然与神同等，但是他却没有把这样的尊荣紧紧的抓住在他的手中。
He let that go.
他将这样的一个尊荣，他放弃了。
He let all the majesty of being God. He let that go.
他与神同等，但是他却将这样的一个尊荣放弃了。
Philippians 2 said that he emptied himself and took the form of a servant.
腓立比书二章里面讲到说，他反而虚己，而且取了奴仆的形象。
He is the King of all kings.
他是万王之王。
But this is a very different type of king.
但是他却是一个非常不同的一个王。
With a very different type of love.
有非常不同的爱。
And so when we think about being conformed to the image of his son, we need to be different from the world.
所以当我们在思想怎么样子能够效法主耶稣基督的模式的时候，我们要从一个不属于这个世界的观点来看。
Right? So we see that. We are calledTo bear his image, very different from anything else in the world.
所以当神要求我们要拥有耶稣的形象的时候，这跟这个世界上所教导我们的是完全不同的。
So, God has saved you into this family.
神拯救了你，使你能够成为他家庭中的一员。
So that you can bear his image by being a servant of God.
使你能够有他的形象，就是他仆人的形象。
So let me make this very clear for all of us.
所以我想要把这点交代得非常的清楚。
Because sometimes we hear phrases like this.
因为我想我们常常听到这样子的一个说法。
Well, that particular Christian, that Christian is a servant of God.
就是说，那位基督徒他是一个服侍神的人。
You know, that Christian over there, that's a disciple of Jesus.
然后我们说，你看那位基督徒他是主的门徒。
As if a disciple of Jesus or a servant of God is supposed to be a higher level Christian.
好像是说一个基督徒如果他是一个主的门徒或者是一个神的仆人，那他就是一个比较高等的基督徒。
Oh, I've heard this before, you know,朱长老 oh, he is a servant of God.
我也听过这样子的说法之前，朱长老他的确是一个神的仆人。
范长老 oh, he is a servant of God.
范长老可能是一个神的仆人。
But not me, no, not me.
那我这当然我不是。
I'm just a regular Christian.
我只是一个普通的信徒，或者说我是一个平信徒。
No, 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 no.
这是错的。
Right? All of us.Love God.
我们都是爱神的人。
Called according to His purpose.
我们都是受他预定而被呼召的。
Our purpose is to show the world the image of God.
我们的目的就是要让世人看见神的形象。
The image of God is servanthood.
主耶稣基督的形象就是仆人的形象。
We are to be servants of God.
因此我们是神的仆人。
You get that? Everybody make sense?
你们了解吗？
Okay. Jesus was a willing servant of God.
主耶稣基督他是一个心甘情愿的神的仆人。
And so we are servants of God.
因此我们也是要做神的仆人。
But what do you think about when you think of the word servant?
可是当你想仆人这个词的时候，你想到的是什么呢？
What do you think of?
Labor.
你想到什么呢？说劳动。
劳动。What do you think of when you think of the word servant?
那你想到仆人这个词的时候，你想到什么？
A servant to a master.
你是要向主
负责的人。I thought of as a doormat. How do you say doormat in Chinese? 一个地毯，一个进门的地毯 ，right? 进门擦脚
被人踩的一个脚垫
，right? It's almost. Is it lowly?
是不是一个很低微的、卑微的一个地位呢
？But let me ask you: Is being a servant of God a miserable servant?
但我想要问你，作为一个神的仆人。这是一个很可悲的一个工作吗
？Is a servant of God dejected?
一个神的仆人是不是一个满脸愁容的一个人
？Is a servant of God supposed to always be depressed?
一个神的仆人是不是常常都是非常低落、忧郁的人呢
？I'm going to give you our third and last point this morning. We'll conclude with this.
我今天早上这是第三点，我跟弟兄姐妹们分享。
The third and last point this morning.
第三点就是
is that God desires to bless His willing servants to be a blessing to others.
神是借着那些服侍他人的人而祝福人的神。
If you are a willing servant of God,
你如果是一个心甘情愿服侍神的人
listen to this.
你听
you are blessed.
你是被神祝福的人。
You are blessed.
你是受祝福的人。
What is that true?
真是这样吗？
Well, many of us remember in Jesus' ministry. Do you remember when Jesus showed true servanthood? When was the one time he showed true servanthood? I mean, he just went down into it.
你记得在耶稣的一生当中，在圣经里面我们看见。耶稣基督在什么样的情形之下是真的展现出来他是一个仆人的样式
Where did he show just true servanthood?
在哪里我让我们看见他是一个仆人的样式
睡觉 What did you say? 洗脚 Not 睡觉 but 洗脚 Yes What does 洗脚 mean in English?
是耶稣在为他门徒洗脚的时候
Where was that? You guys remember? You guys should know
你知道这在哪里吗
You don't have to know Where was it? It's okay Okay, it's in the book of John. John chapter 6. This is before Jesus was going to be crucified.
这是在约翰福音里面。Okay. 约翰福音里面在记载这到主耶稣基督还即将要被钉十字架之前所发生的事。
He washed the disciples' feet. We all remember this passage, right?
他为他的门徒洗脚，我们都记得这段经文。
He says this. Let's just look at it.
他这样子说。
Okay. He says, "If I then, your Lord and Teacher, have washed your feet,"
他说我作为你们的夫子，我尚且为你们洗脚。
You also ought to wash one another's feet.
所以你们也应当彼此洗脚。
Verse 15. For I have given you an example that you should do just as I have done to you.
他接着说我给你们做了这个是榜样你们要照着我所向你们做的去做
Truly, truly, I say to you A servant is not greater than his master
他说实实在在地告诉你们一个仆人不能大于主人
Nor is a master greater than the one who sent him
差人的也不能大于差他的人
Now look at verse 17
他怎么说第十七节
If you know these things
如果你们知道这些事
Blessed are you if you what? Do it
你们如果怎么样子就能够得福了呢如果你们去做
Jesus says If you are a willing servant of God You are blessed
主耶稣基督说，如果你们知道了以后去做，你们就是有福气的人
了。 Many of us, or not many of us, some of us love to study the Bible.
我们当中有人很喜欢读圣经。
They love to listen to Bible studies.
我们很喜欢去查经的聚会。
We love to learn about God.
我们很喜欢更认识神。
We love to know things about the Bible.
我们喜欢对圣经的知识能够更多的增加。
But Jesus says what?
但是耶稣怎么说呢？
Well, you know these things, okay, good.
他说你们知道这个事很好。
That's head knowledge.
但是这只是在你们头脑里面的知识。
But if you do them, that's applied in your life, then you are blessed.
但是你如果去行的话，也就是说你会在生命当中生活里面，你把你的知识应用出来，你活出来的话，那你就是有福的人。
You need to do it.
你需要去做。
Don't just know it.
你不能只是有知识。
How do you apply being a foot washer in your life?
你要怎么样子在你的生活当中实行洗人的脚这件事？
But if you apply what you know, you are blessed.
你如果能够将你的知识实行出来的话，你就是有福的人。
Jesus wants to bless us.
耶稣要祝福我们。
But our blessing is so that we can bless others.
我们之所以能够得福，我们之所以要从神那边得祝福，是使得我们能够同样去祝福别人。
Listen carefully. You are blessed so that you can bless others.
听清楚了吗？我们受神的祝福，使我们能够去祝福他人。
One preacher put it this way.
曾经有一个牧者这样子说，
When God knows that the blessings He gives to you will extend through you，
当神知道他所赐给你的福气可以经由你而涌流出去，
He's much more interested in sending His blessings to you，
那他才会更愿意的将他的福气赐给你。
When God knows the blessing He gives you will be extended through you to others,
当神知道他所赐给你的祝福可以借由你而涌流出去给他人的时候，
He's much more interested in letting His blessings come to you.
他就更愿意的将他的祝福赐给你。
That's the big idea of blessings in the Bible.
这个就是在圣经里面讲到神的祝福的一个非常重要的一个功课。
God blesses us so that blessings can extend.
神祝福我们，使得他的祝福能够流传出去。
Some of you believe that you are blessed.
你们许多人知道自己是受神祝福的。
You know that you are blessed.
你知道你是受神祝福。
But blessings by definition do not stay on yourself.
但是祝福，我们在对它正确的了解的时候，就知道祝福不能停在我们的身上。
Blessings are there to extend as you serve others.
祝福是为了要让我们能够流传出去，得着以后传出去，祝福他人的。
Let me put it this way.
让我这样说吧。
Many of you have been in Sunday school before.
你们很多人有上主日学。
Then you've heard about this special.Body of water called the Dead Sea.
所以你们了解，你们听过，这个名词就是死海。
The Dead Sea, whatever, I don't draw, but the Dead Sea is a body of water that the Sea of Galilee flows down through the what river?
死海是在哪一条河流的旁边呢？
Okay.The Sea of Galilee flows down through a river called what? Jordan River, okay? Thank you.
加利利海是连在哪一条河上面呢？是 连在约旦河上面。
And this, all this water flows into this one body of water called the Dead Sea.
那加利利海它借着约旦河流到另外一处，这一处就叫做死海。
But do you know why it's called the Dead Sea?
你知道那事实上是一个 湖，但是你知道为什么这个湖是称为死海呢？
Someone said it over here. What is it?
Super salty.
Super salty. 超级盐。盐。咸。
它的盐的成分非常非常的浓。
God bless our pastor, okay? So, it's 9 times saltier than the ocean.
它比海洋的盐的浓度还多九倍。
So if you go there, you can just literally just float in the water.
所以你不会游泳，躺在那水里面，你会是浮起来的。
But because of the salt content in the Dead Sea, nothing can live in it.
但是因为这个湖的盐分这么的浓，所以呢，没有任何的生物可以在里面生存。
No living organism can survive in the Dead Sea.
没有一个活的生物可以在死海里面生存。
That's why it's called the Dead Sea.
因此，人们称它为死海。
But why does all the salt and mineral content collect there?
那为什么这个矿物质和这些盐全部都沉淀在这个湖水里面呢？
You know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because there are no stream outlets that go out of the Dead Sea.
因为没有任何一个河流是从死海当中流出去的。
All the Dead Sea does is gather all the salt and minerals from the River Jordan.
所以死海它接受了四周围所有流进去的水。
But it doesn't let it out.
可是它不让，它没有任何一个和这个水的出口。
There's no outlet.
没有一个出口。
There's no outlet for all these rich minerals to pass through.
所以呢，它所得到的这些矿物质的这些所有的矿物质，它都没有让它流出去。
Brothers and sisters, this is the heart of blessing.
弟兄姐妹，这个是祝福的重点。
And this is the heart of serving others.
这个是服侍人的重点。
Don't be a Dead Sea Christian.
不要成为一个死海的基督徒。
All you do is receive from everyone else.
你只从别人那边来接受祝福。
All you're doing is receiving all this from God.
你从神那边不断的得到祝福。
Brothers and sisters, so many of you have been blessed so richly by God.
弟兄姐妹，你们知道在你们的生命当中，你们是得到神多大的祝福。
You have so much wisdom from God.
你从神那边得到智慧。
You have so much knowledge from God.
你从神那边得到知识。
Some of you have been blessed with strength from God.
你们从神那边得到力量。
Some of you have been blessed financially from God.
你们在物质上面得到神的祝福。
You've blessed with all of us have been blessed with gifts from God.
你们从神那边得到许许多多的才干。
And spiritual gifts.
甚至有属灵的恩赐。
Don't be a Dead Sea Christian.
不要成为一个死海的基督徒。
Use all that God has blessed you with, and let it extend to other people.
神所给予你的祝福，你要让他们流出去，祝福其他的人。
Don't be a Dead Sea Christian.
不要成为一个死海的基督徒。
A Dead Sea Christian is not the image of His Son.
一个死海基督徒不是一个有主耶稣基督模样的基督徒。
Amen. Okay, let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
天父，我们感谢你。
Lord, we know that you have saved us.
主，我们知道你拯救了我们。
You have saved us because of your mercy and your grace.
你拯救了我们，因为你爱我们，也因为你是慈爱有恩典的主。
And we know that we don't deserve such great love.
主，我们知道我们不配得你的爱。
But you saved us for a purpose.
但是你拯救我们是有你的目的。
To bring us into the divine family of God.
为的是要能够带领我们进入你神圣的家庭里面。
But even then, as the family of God, we are not to rest on our laurels.
虽然我们今天已经成为神你家中的一员，但是我们不能因此就沾沾自喜。
The purpose for which you work all things for the good in our life is so that we may be conformed to the image of your Son, the servant of God.
主，今天你拯救我们，为的是要让我们能够效法你的儿子主耶稣基督。
May we find outlets in our life to let your blessing extend.
求主你让我们能够在我们的生活当中能够认清我们从你那边得来的祝福，我们要怎么样子的来分发给他人。
May we know how to spread the image of God in this world.
让我们学习并且能够明了如何让这世上有更多效法主耶稣基督样式的人。
We thank you.
我们感谢你。
We love you.
我们爱你。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.